The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Approaches. And tonight we are going to discuss one of the main principles in approaching non-believers. What the Lord said once, a smoking flax he will not quench. It was written in Matthew chapter 12, Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory, and in his name Gentiles will trust. You know, these words were upon the Lord himself, but we can apply this word on any preacher. So let's focus on this. Is bruised reed useful in anything, or is there any hope in a smoking flax? Actually, anyone works in the work of machinery, he will find himself unable to complete the work of preaching the word of God to the Gentiles. It's not easy. He will feel much little to do this work. So I'll give you some main points to accept yourself. First of all, put in mind that God accepts you, so you should accept yourself. God can work even with our defects, our sins, our past, our ignorance. God can work through all these negatives, and he can prove his grace through the negatives. God works with us for the sake of others. So although one may feel very little facing the mission, but actually God can do his work through him. Even if we are not strong, even if we are not aware enough, but God can do his work. Another important point in this, don't break yourself or don't quench yourself as given by the word of God. Don't whisper to yourself saying, I don't fit, I will perish, I'm a big failure. Don't quench yourself. Don't exaggerate in expressing your weakness. Sometimes one may think in himself that he cannot do anything. He is very weak, too weak to do any good. But actually, you are quenching yourself. The Lord never do this. So we need to encourage oneself. Another important point in this, we need to believe in the grace, in the miraculous work of God through us. As written by St. Paul once, For I know that in me, in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. So St. Paul admitted that he could see nothing good in himself, but though grace of God could work within him. Also, he wrote in his second letter to Corinthians, He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Another important point, not to quench oneself, we need to accept others. If you accept yourself, you can accept others with their weaknesses. Don't concentrate on the defects of the people, Just try to borrow Christ's eyes. Christ can see everyone good, can see the good in everyone. As written in Romans chapter 15, therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. So if you accept yourself and you never quench yourself and you focus on the grace of God, now you can accept even others. Another important point in this, uphold the weak. As written by St. Paul, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. By upholding the weak, it's kind of continuous encouraging and comforting the weak people with love, patience, endurance, cooperation. Also, when you focus on the things people can do, not the things they cannot do. With the delegation and following up, you can put people in the right place and push them forward. Also, we need to trust in the work of grace in others. If you could see the grace of God working through you, you can trust the grace of God working through others, even through the non-believers, the very beginners. We need to believe in the change. We need to accept ourselves, accept others, and overall accept the power of grace of God to change. In order to enjoy this shared part by the Spirit, we need to pray all the time. Again, St. Paul said, however, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. The last point I would mention, accept everyone and do not reject anyone. Sometimes the strong preachers may think that they need good leaders, strong characters, and well-prepared servants, but actually we need not to reject anyone. God can work through the weak, through the beginners. So as given by St. Paul, uphold the weak and be patient with all. So we need not to choose the right one, but to give the right role to the right one. But all people can work in the field of God. Lastly, I will tell you again the great verse given by Solomon in the Proverbs chapter 11. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Glory to God. Amen.